What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, Geno Smith's return to Seattle last night in preseason game number one for the Raiders. And a little surprised how it went. Geno was showered with booze. He saw a sign saying, bigger bust, Jamarcus or Geno, to which he flipped the double birds. What is a bigger Jamoke move? Booing Geno Smith, who kind of bailed your franchise out with a whole disastrous Russ Wilson ending to that. So booing him in his return or Geno letting the birds soar?
What an interesting night for them, right? Because then you have Pete Carroll back in the house as well. And there's a lot of emotions there for Seahawks fans.
It's weird. I have such a reverence for Seahawks fans and the 12th man. And it is real. Like, that is
a very wild place.
That town is crazy about the Seahawks. It was just so out of line. Like, Geno Smith had a really nice, 4 or 5 year run there.
Yeah.
He did. Like, he saved you from going all the way in the tank. And, I mean, it was the Seahawks that didn't want to pay him. It was just a business breakup.
Well, and so that's the problem I have with it. It's not as if the Seahawks didn't have an option to pay him. And then they went and moved on and tried to get, you know, Sam Darnold as an upgrade, which I think maybe that's what it is Seahawks fans know that there's no way Sam Darnold's going to work out in Seattle.
Oh, it's like, okay, it's like when the other person wins the divorce.
Yeah.
Like, when you're like, okay, you know, I've got a new significant other. They're
like
fine.
They look around. Like, it's Geno, it's Pete Carroll. Genty looked miserable last night in the three carries. They have, like, basically a peewee offensive line. It's not going to go well for him as of right now. It'll change. It'll turn around when they get real action going on. But, like, there's positive momentum in what's going on with the Raiders. Meanwhile, the Seahawks had a pretty good year last year, all things considered, and don't have much of a likelihood of even coming close to repeating that, and that wasn't even really that spectacular.
I'm still a little, okay, so I think it's booing Geno. I think that was pretty classless from a very classy fan base. What I will say is, Geno, you got the paper. Buddy, you're going to, for a guy who didn't start till I think he was 30, you're going to walk away from the NFL making upwards of, I'm trying to look at the actual numbers here, by the time, if you retire after this next contract, he will have made something like $100 million. Yeah, $173 million for a guy who didn't start until 2020.
It's just odd. Would Baker get booed if he came back and played the Browns in Cleveland Browns Stadium?
No, I think the Browns would get booed.
Is that what it is?
Right now?
They just announce and just say, it's just like, we're not booing you, Baker. We're booing Haslam. And everyone just turns to Haslam's box and just boos him.
I think so.
I'm trying to think of ways where
there
like
would be double birds, though.
Where you leave, it's not really your fault, though. And if, when it's not really your fault, doesn't the fan base, like, they just kind of have to respect that?
I would think so. But they did not in Seattle. He didn't, and by the way, he didn't. I don't recall him dogging
No, like, not in the way out.
The Hawks. The organization.
I didn't hear that either.
I think he was like disappointed they couldn't, you know, give him the money that he wanted. I think he got like 2 years, $75 million extension.
Was it three for $100 million?
So it's all together the last year on his deal.
Oh, counting
plus,
the last year? Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's a good amount of money for him. Omaha! All right, the Bengals and Joe Burrow said after the game last night he can see room for improvement after the preseason opener. He's just obviously he's got to be toying with the idea that he looked nearly flawless last night in that game.
Yeah, and by the way, he should hope that there's room for improvement with the defense.
I do love when players do that, though, when you have like the almost perfect game and you're just like, yeah, so there's things we can get better on. We got to, you know, clean it up here before it gets underway. It's like, all right, Joe.
I think Joe's addicted to being miserable.
Oh, really?
I think he is. I think he's that guy who great is never good enough. I mean, you saw it. Like, when they won the game, was that the Ravens game? It was a game where he just threw an absolute baby temper tantrum and said, we suck, we're awful after a win. And Zach Taylor was
done that a couple times.
Hey, we won there, kid. Like, enjoy this. I think Joe's the guy who's the quintessential great is never good enough. And I cannot imagine being around those people.
But you know what he is? He's the person that on Twitter, when the Guardians are getting bashed, are like, hey, there's some positives here. But when the Guardians are like sunshine and rainbows and everyone's talking great about him, that's when they'll cut him down to the knees. That might be Joe Burrow as a football player.
Or when they lose, they stink and they're terrible.
You never ride the highs, but you also never ride the lows.
I don't know. He's kind of a weird knob. He's a great football player.
He is weird. Once he started opening himself up more, we've just learned he is a lot weirder than we all thought or knew.
Like, he's got a special room that's in his house. Nobody knows what it's for. You don't want to know what it's for. But if you found out, it could be anime. It could be a dungeon for lust. I don't know. It could be anywhere in between. It could be an anime dungeon for lust. I don't know. I'm just telling you, there's a room in his house. It's got a lock and key on it.
Giamatti and Billions?
And there's something goes in there that if you found out what happens in that room, you'd be like, kind of makes sense now. But we don't kink shame, so that's not what I'm doing.
We don't kink shame.
That's not this show.
We're just good with whatever you enjoy, you enjoy.
Yeah.
I do want to know how much money you have to have a room designated for such a thing.
I don't think you have to have that much money. I think you just have to be really into something that you don't want people to know.
You have to have enough rooms that someone can't accidentally be like, hey, I wandered into that room.
All right, listen.
Like Joe Burrow probably has like 30 rooms in his house, so you're never going to be able to go in or want to even see all of them. If you're in a house like my house, I got like 8 rooms.
Well, here's the thing. I got 5 bedrooms
in my
house.
You're going to explore all the rooms.
I got 5 bedrooms in my house.
I can't hide a dungeon if I wanted to.
I only need 4 bedrooms. So I could theoretically have that 5th bedroom. The problem is, it's pretty normal. I'm like embarrassing vanilla. Like, I don't need the room for that.
It's a great name for a band.
I got like
embarrassing vanilla.
Got like an electronic drum set in it, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
An electronic drum set?
Not for me, for the kids.
Oh, okay.
You can touch the drum set.
Okay, yeah. Omaha!
The sports reporters return to ESPN's YouTube, and
We get day 2 of the sports reporters?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Nobody cares about the sports reporters.
Exactly. But Shams Charania of ESPN shared the complications of his approach to his job.
I've had to walk out on dates. Like, I've had to walk out on, like, social events. My friends don't really like me. You know, that's why it's very hard to have a consistent relationship, because it's just like, you know, the time that requires, and you know, the time that they deserve rightfully. And there are just moments where I'm just always going to choose this as of right now.
One of my favorite things was when Woj was talking about the hardships of his job and really trying to make it be like, I couldn't even shower without having my cell phone. Oh. And then Bill Simmons just went to town about what a ridiculous take that is. It's like, great, you chose a job. This is your job. You signed up for it. No crocodile tears for you.
Jeremy Schapp looked borderline excited. Like, he was, like, doing, like, the slow, like,
yeah.
Tell me about how unavailable you are as a person.
I also don't believe Passan's this unavailable either, by the way.
No, there's nothing there.
I believe
that is a blank slate of humanity.
I believe Shams is that way. I also believe who am I missing here? Schefter? Yeah. Schefter's that way? For sure Schefter's that way. I really don't think Passan's that way.
I'll just say this.
There's not enough breaking baseball news that happens. I mean, he's good at what he does, but there just isn't.
I no longer respect your workaholic tendencies. And that is somebody who's trying to reform himself.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As a workaholic, all right? It's not cute. It's not funny. You live once. Stop being so much. There's no amount of money that ESPN's going to pay you that is worth 20 years of living like this. There is no grind that is worth it. I guarantee you there are times where LeBron James himself doubts the amount of work that he has to do because of how it takes him away from everything else. Be a human. And I just, every time I hear one of these nerds, like in service of all you do is sniff the ass of every agent, executive, owner in football. That's your life. Like if you're dedicated, okay, LeBron, I get. You're like, you work out every day, every moment of every day to be the best player on the planet. That I get. But you just, well, you just fluff agents better than anybody else?
LeBron also has an end goal, too. He can be like, all right, I'm doing this till I'm 45, let's say. And that's a long, long time for an NBA player. And then you don't have to do anything for the rest of your life if you don't want
to. It's just the saddest commentary on how to, man, my fans don't even like me. I don't like you. You sound like a clown. Like, grow up, man.
I'm sure his friends like him just fine,
oh,
too.
I guarantee you.
I think
you,
what they love is telling people how hard they work.
I used to like him.
No, I think they fall into the bucket of people that love to tell people how hard they work. It's not that they actually are doing these things. I bet Shams is, I bet he's a psycho when it comes to this stuff. But I also think he probably does more watching regular shows and hanging out with friends than he ever wants to let
you
on.
You ever heard of those
tests?
It's all
a mirage. He just has to make it seem like he's working that hard.
Have you ever heard of those tests where it's like, if you can stay in this room that acoustically is pure, meaning
yeah,
there's no outside sound, and that people who if you try and spend a full day in there, you'll go insane by hour 20.
Yeah, I've seen the Instagram
photos.
That,
to me, is the equivalent of trying to spend any amount of time with any of these knobs. Like, so what are you doing? I'm just really, I'm texting like six guys in the Browns. Got to figure out if Shador, like, oh my God.
This is why I think Passan unfairly falls into this bucket, though, because Passan goes to concerts.
He's weird. Special rooms in his thing.
Stop it. The local kid, he's done good.
Yeah, I don't think he's done a lot. I don't know if he's done good.
Come on now. I like Jeff. I'll stick up for Jeff Passan.
I don't know.
I would hang out with Jeff Passan.
I would watch my... No. Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Enough of that.
I don't know why Passan doesn't need my defense of him as hard as I gave it there. He really doesn't.
He was getting one of those three special rooms.
Steph Curry reportedly searching his own name on Twitter during halftime for motivation. Is this, as you would say, charming or chotch? I'm going to repeat it one more time. I went really fast there. Steph Curry reportedly searches his own name on Twitter during halftime to use as motivation.
All right. This is worse than the Shams Charania thing.
I knew you wouldn't like this one.
Like, Steph, you actually, it might speak to how hard it is to stay motivated when you have a beautiful wife, three gorgeous kids, You come from NBA royalty because your dad was a really good NBA player for over a decade. You were beloved. You were one of the few NBA players that no one will say boo about in an era where the consensus favorite thing by NBA fans and NBA adjacent people is to complain about the people of this era.
I think he's the most white basketball player of the past 30 years.
It actually does make sense. It makes sense that he's like,
we hate him
what
here.
What am I even playing for
as an NBA fan base in general, I think.
It was always like I had to kind of fake hate Steph.
I know.
It was not fake with Draymond.
He's very, very likable.
It was not fake with Mr. Champagne Klay Thompson, but it was fake as hell with Steph. It's like, yeah, what a great family guy.
Can you imagine searching your own name at halftime of a game? Because you're like, I need to get better. I need to find that motivation somewhere.
You know me. 11 o'clock Wednesday nights on the Nick Wilson experiment, we searched my name on Twitter.
Yeah.
And we asked, how is Nick Wilson doing? And the brand was almost always up.
Are you the most famous Nick Wilson at this point?
No.
Was it the guy from Survivor? Was that the one you were always up against?
There's a lot of them.
Was there a bodybuilder, I think, too, that was like really popular?
I probably was in the lower percentile of Nick Wilson's. Like it was not great.
When you pop Nick Wilson into the old Google search bar.
Easy.
Yep.
Somebody's father.
Whoa, Sex Dungeon pops up. What's going on here? Wow. Yeah,
we got a special place.
We got a lot of people that aren't you popping up right away.
Yeah.
The Kentucky State Representative, Nick Wilson.
Yeah, he's problematic, by the way. I would not search his tweets.
Scary eyes on this guy. Yeah. Like, he looks...
Yeah.
Sex Dungeon.
He's got a couple of them.
And there's no doubt.
By the way, Dungeon might be the upside, right?
I thought sex was the upside, but here we are.
Well, not for him. There's a guy that worked for the Salt Lake Tribune or some Utah-based, and he always got tweets from like that were meant for me.
Yeah.
And he would just crash out. He would just melt down like, why are you asking me about LeBron James? Because he was like a horticulture guy, expert that worked for the Salt Lake Tribune.
So the Arizona Wildcats running back, that's a big moment. The Survivor guy is still going pretty strong, all things considered.
People really go hard in the paint for him.
But yeah, because he turned into this. So he went from, did he go from Survivor into the Kentucky House of Representatives?
Oh, that is the same guy. Yes,
same guy.
Very
now.
Problematic.
Which
I would
is,
not...
wild. He assumed office in 2023, and so he was on Survivor well before that. That's amazing. You turn into going on Survivor into being legitimately in the Kentucky House of Representatives?
I don't think that's much of an accomplishment. It's Kentucky.
No,
you just say you support inbreeding and you're going to get elected.
If you want me to tell you what's wrong with politics these days, this is where I would start.
Oh, you were saying it's a bad thing. Okay.
How does that happen? You're a contestant on a game show on TV. In having a political office? I mean, listen, it's worked in other spots before, clearly.
Yeah. Now, you think Kentucky's
wild.
Interesting. You should see what's going on in Washington these days.
I mean, this is wild. you're never going to beat that Nick Wilson.
Wouldn't want to. Nor the Dungeon. Is there a bad outcome for Shador tonight? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.